I'm going to read a short passage of Scripture, and then we'll bring a short message. Turning to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, and verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, saying, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Let's just quickly bow in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We pray that thou would bless the preaching of it. May we know that special help from on high. May the Holy Spirit fill us and bless the word as it goes forth. And grant, O God, it will reach down into the heart and bring sinners to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. So undertake for us now, giving thanks for what we have heard already. Thank thee for the words of testimony. And, O God, we know that the Bible teaches that a true witness delivereth souls. And, O God, deliver souls tonight from bondage. Set them free. Loose the chains. And, O God, may they know the mighty working of the grace of Christ in their hearts. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. In this short Bible reading, we have 10 men who were lepers. And while Jesus healed them all from their leprosy, only one came back to thank Christ and to give glory unto the Lord. And in the last verse, verse 19, the Lord commended him for his faith, saying, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." I trust that tonight, in this meeting house, we will find men and women who, like this leper, will find faith in Christ and give glory unto the Lord. The disease of leprosy was one that was common in Bible times, and yet it was a very deadly disease. And in the Bible, leprosy was a very clear picture of sin. Leprosy was seen in the Bible to be a defiling disease. And so it was, very defiling disease. And I don't know if you are familiar with leprosy or what leprosy was like. I wonder, do you know what those who were going through leprosy, what it felt like, and how they felt and suffered? The Bible tells us in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 12, concerning those who were leprous. It says that they were full of leprosy. That means that their whole body was contaminated with the disease. Now I want to try and visualize for you what it must have taken place as this disease laid hold upon a leper. It started off perhaps just feeling tired. Fatigue sets in. The joints get sore and are difficult to move. And then perhaps one day the man or woman will notice little white spots on their skin, which later hardens, changes color to pink and then to brown, and they spread all over the body. The face would change as well, and therefore the appearance of the sufferer would be all changed. Sores would ulcerate, and a foul smell would result. The vocal cords would be affected, the breathing would be affected, and these things would be hard to speak and hard to breathe. The eyebrows would fall off, the hair would turn white, and inch by inch, the body would begin to rot. The fingers would fall off, the toes would fall off. Leprosy was also attached to the nervous system in such a way that the person loses all sensation of pain. Even if they got burned, they wouldn't feel it. Or if a thorn was to prick them, they wouldn't feel it. A leper was a walking death that lasted for about 9 years until the victim finally collapsed in a pile of corruption. That is the life of the leper in Bible times. Not only physical horror, but social rejection and banishment and leaving their family, their home, their society. Leprosy was an awful disease, terrible disease. No disease in the Bible pictures the devastating results of sin in a life as does the disease of leprosy. It is believed the Israelites first got leprosy down in Egypt during the 450 years they spent before being delivered by the Lord's servant Moses. And of course, Satan doesn't want people to know that their sin's true nature. He doesn't want them to understand the true nature of sin, nor its results either. Therefore, we have worldly advertisements today, advertising booze, advertising gambling, advertising the casino, the night scenes and the nightclubs and the nightlife. And all these things are glamorously advertised by the television and by the newspapers and whatever other way. You see, sin, like leprosy, may begin small and it may seem harmless. But as time goes by, sin, like leprosy, increases until it takes over the entire life and leaves the sinner hopeless and the sinner worthless and the sinner helpless and the sinner, spiritually speaking, incurable, except God steps in. And the grace of God comes into that man or woman's life to change him and to make him a new creature in Christ. Thank God, down through the years, we have witnessed vile sinners, men and women steeped in the greatest of iniquity, coming to know Christ, their lives being transformed, changed entirely, and them being made completely new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you again, leprosy as seen in the Bible is a defiling disease. So the person who suffered from leprosy was considered unclean. And any time he came in contact with others, he had to raise his voice and cry out, "Unclean, unclean," lest they too come in contact with that very infectious disease. They had to warn others, and they had to stay away. Sin is a very defiling thing. And men and women who continue in sin, they find their lives defiled by sin. And only Christ can remove that defilement. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse that defilement away. Water cannot do it. And good works cannot do it. Church attendance cannot do it. Only Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My dear friend, if you're here tonight, we thank God you are. But if you're not saved, we urge you to come to Christ. There's no other way of salvation, no other means of gaining heaven other than by the Lord Jesus. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." My dear friend, that is a very definite promise. He shall be saved. If you come to Christ tonight, I guarantee on the authority of this book that you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Sin is a very defiling thing. We all, says Isaiah, we all are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Think of that. All our goodness, all our righteousnesses, all the good deeds that we do, all the kindnesses that we do, without God and without Christ, all of these things are as filthy rags. And they are defiled. And we need the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus to wash us from that defilement. Leprosy was also a detaching disease. Not just a defiling disease, but a detaching one. It detached the sufferer from other people. You'll notice when the Lord Jesus entered this village and met the 10 lepers, that they were standing afar off. Leprosy had detached them from their family, from society, from the company of other people. The leper did not live, nor worship, nor work with non-lepers. My friend, what a picture of sin again. Sin cuts us off from God. Sin separates us from Christ. Sin is an awful disease in the heart of every one of us. We're born in sin, shapen in iniquity. And my dear friend, it cuts us off from God. And there's no way we can bridge that gap which sin causes. Only Christ can bridge it. That's why he came from heaven. That's why he left the glory of heaven aside for a season. Came down into this world that he might take our sins upon his own body on the tree and suffer for them, bleed and die for them, shed his precious blood for us. And thank God he has made atonement. And that atonement covers all our sin. And the man, the sinner who comes to Christ, the promise is, your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more forever. What a promise to a guilty sinner. Are you a guilty sinner tonight? Are you a man or woman out of Christ? Maybe you feel there's no hope for you. Thank God there's hope in Christ. Turn your eyes upon him. Look unto me, saith the Lord, and be ye saved. For I am the Lord, and beside me there is none else. Oh, dear friend, in spite of the defiling disease of sin and the detaching disease of sin, separating and cutting you off from God, there's hope. There's hope in Christ. Thank God he died that we might be forgiven, that we might go at last to heaven, washed or saved by his precious blood. Leprosy was also a developing disease. While it started out as a little spot, perhaps, on the skin, it rapidly progressed. And so sin increasingly takes hold upon the sinner. And many a man tonight is in the grip of booze. He maybe is in the grip of gambling. Maybe he's on the drugs. There's some other sin binding him, chaining him, fettering him. And while he would long to be free and has tried many times to break the habit, but has found it doesn't work. None but Christ can satisfy. None but Christ can break the chain. None but Christ can break the habit. And I'm glad tonight that in the gospel there is a message of hope for those who feel hopeless, who feel defeated, who feel that they're helpless. Praise God for the help that is found in the mighty grace of our God. My dear friend, it's time to come to Christ. It's time to say goodbye to sin and to the world. It's time to leave the broad road. It's time to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he is to be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Leprosy was also a debilitating and deforming disease. I have given you a picture already of the leper, and what an awful picture it is. The sufferer would lose the sense of touch. So sin brings a loss of sensitivity. Men grow hard in sin. And when once as a child or a teenager, they felt the tugging of God in their lives. They may have felt the very touch of Christ in their heart. But as they continued in sin, sin became a deforming thing in their lives. And maybe for a long time, you have not felt the touch of God in your heart. Thank God tonight in this meeting house you can feel that touch through the preaching of the Word of God, through the message of the cross, through the preaching of Christ, the only Redeemer of sinners. The more sin progresses, the more sadly the conscience is seared, and the less the sinner feels his sin. Friend, tonight, if God's awakening you, and God is speaking to you, and he's arousing you to see the state of your sinful heart, then it is time to seek the Lord. Now is the accepted time. The Bible tells us also that leprosy was a deadly disease. deadly disease. There was no known cure for leprosy in Bible times. If God did not heal, then the leper died after a period of about 9 years once it was discovered. There was no known cure. The Bible says concerning sin, the wages of sin is death. But we're glad it adds, the gift of God is eternal life. And so if you continue in your sin, my friend, like leprosy, you'll die in your sin. And where Christ is, you will not be, but you'll be cast out of his presence for all eternity. And that will be the second death. You'll die physically when your soul leaves the body, but you'll also die spiritually when your soul ends up in hell, without God, without hope, and without Christ. Oh, my dear friend, sin is the worst disease of all, because it takes the sufferer in sin down to hell, into the darkness, into the pit, into the place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The Bible says sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. This leprosy sufferer that we read of here, who returned to give thanks, was a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. The Samaritans had a kind of hybrid religion. It was a mixture of some biblical truth along with heathen error. Now, we know of religions like that today. Oh, yes, they have a little sprinkling of some Bible truth, but they are mixed with heathenism and mysticism and all other kinds of things. The Jews usually had no dealings with the Samaritans, and yet this Samaritan lived with 9 Jews. There were 10 altogether. 9 of them were Jews. And this Samaritan lived with 9 Jews. On account of the leprosy, everything else faded into insignificance. It didn't matter that one was a Jewish leper. It didn't matter that one was a Samaritan leper. They were all lepers equally, and they were all dying of the same disease. And so it doesn't matter if someone is a Protestant sinner, or if someone is a Roman Catholic sinner, or a religious sinner, or an atheistic sinner, a rich sinner, or a poor sinner. I tell you something, they are all sinners in the sight of God and in need of God's salvation. We can't make excuses in any way. At first, the action of the other 9 seemed to be commendable, because they all called Jesus Master, recognizing his authority, recognizing that here was someone from God, because this word that is translated Master has also the connotation of Messiah. And so they had heard about Jesus and the good deeds that he was doing and the preaching that he was giving. They had heard about his preaching. They had heard about the Master, about Messiah. And here they come, facing the sent one from heaven, recognizing who he is. Recognizing who he is. But those 9 men were healed of their disease and body, but I don't believe they were healed in soul. This Samaritan was healed in both body and in soul. How do we know? Because he came back and acknowledged what the Christ of God had done for him, and give thanks and give glory to the Lord. Sometimes we have people in this world, and they're deeply concerned about the healing of the body, but they care little about the healing of the soul. The Bible says also, Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not. Christ came to the 9 Jews, but they didn't receive him. But it goes on to say, but to as many as received him, the Samaritan, the one outside the Jewish family, but to as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, I wonder, will you be amongst those who will believe on Christ and trust him? To as many as received him, Jesus promises he shall make them his children. They shall become his sons and his daughters, members of his family, and they'll never perish. They'll never die spiritually, but he'll give them eternal life, that life of God in the soul that cannot perish. I was only 14 years of age when God reached down and saved my soul. It happened quietly at my own bedside, nobody else around, as I cried out and poured out my heart to the Lord. And the Lord came and he saved my soul. You can cry from where you are sitting now. You can lift that heart of yours and say, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. God is merciful. No matter how black your past may have been, he can wash it white as snow. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's no stain too deep or too black, but the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, can wash it white as snow. My dear friend, how is it with your soul tonight? Where do you stand before the Lord and in the light of a soon coming eternity? Is it well with you? Is it well for eternity? Are you ready to meet the Lord? I ask you in the words of the hymn writer, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I close with the promise. Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And if he doesn't cast away the sinner, he receives that sinner. He brings them in. He makes them his own. And thank God, they will be saved for all eternity. You can start for heaven now. You can begin walking the narrow road by repenting of your sin, calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you be one of those who call tonight and be gloriously converted to Christ? I trust you will. May God bless his word.
Let's unite in prayer. Let's seek the Lord. Maybe you're troubled about your soul and you feel yourself to be like the leper, defiled by your sin. And you see it developing. It seems to be like a torrent. You can't stop it. It's taking over your life. You'll damn your soul. Thank God, an encounter with Jesus Christ changed this man's life. And encountering him, then he identified with him. willing to identify with Christ, and if you would do that tonight, if you would come as a sinner, repent of your sin, and trust in Christ, well then he'll take you in, and then you'll be able to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are concerned about spiritual things, please speak to us at the door, make your need known, and put off God's salvation. Will the messenger be different this evening? Yet the message is the same. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. May he save you even tonight. Our loving Father, we thank thee for this service. We thank thee for help that has been given to both our brother and sister in Christ. We thank thee for testimony of thy saving and keeping grace. Rejoice, O God, in the word that has been brought in clarity. Pray, O God, that men and women would see themselves for what they are, spiritual lepers before God, in need of cleansing, in need of a touch, in need of faith. Oh, that faith would be imparted. Pray that faith would make them whole tonight and complete in Christ. And so answer prayer. Glorify thy Son. Exalt the Christ, we pray. We pray that men and women, young people, boys and girls, will put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Answer prayer. Crown this meeting with the salvation of a sinner, the restoring of a backslider, and we'll give thee all praise and glory. We pray this in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.